Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
And as a believer, the only glory God gets out of our life in those moments is that we are prepared and trust Him in the face of that trial when other people are looking for a Christian witness and can see in our life that we're not freaked out and fearful as everybody else is.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is the final message from the You Need to Know series. This is part two from that series, I Will Protect You. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
All of your crop, all of your finances, you lost your business and everything else is gone. And all you got now is you and that hateful wife. Lord, if you were going to take anybody, leave my sons and daughters, but she's hanging around just to nag the snot out of me. God said, I left her around because I got a purpose for her. You know, you never learn real godly principles in the good times. You only learn them in the bad times. And you most of the time only learn them when somebody pokes you in the wrong place. You know what I'm talking about? Some of you should call up your ex and say, thank you for dropping me. I have moved on to a better life and it's good and it's all good. Stop driving by their house to see what new car is parked up in there that you're paying for. Just a thought. Wear that loosely. He lived by principle, and the first thing he did was get on his face and worship God. Are you kidding me? He got up and went to church. He not only went to church, but he made his prayer, which in the Bible is a hedge. He opened up the word and began to talk to God, which is a hedge. He started worshiping unto God, which is a hedge. These are the three hedges found in the Bible. A stone wall, a thorny wall, and a fiery wall. Stone wall represents Jesus Christ. Thorny wall representing the angels of heaven around. And that worship, the wall of the Holy Spirit. He was a man of integrity, built a wall. He was a man who worshiped, built a wall. And the third thing, he eschewed evil, the Bible said. He shunned evil. He was a man who gave no place to the devil. Are you hearing me? Hear what I'm telling you. I looked this morning and I only got about 2 minutes in before YouTube decided, I don't want you to see Franklin Graham and all this prayer thing going on in it. Kicked me off. I tried to reboot the thing and it kicked me off again. I tried again and it kicked me off again because the devil is the principalities of the air and he's doing everything he can to interrupt that because if those prayers, oh, let me tell you something, it didn't make any difference whether it got on YouTube, Facebook, or any other social media. From the platform right in front of the Lincoln Memorial, it went straight into the throne room of God. And if our God, who is true to his word, will send the fire, revival is about to break out in America, if we believe it. Come on, somebody. These three things build a wall. I want to show you something quickly. Please turn quickly. I'm almost done. Turn over, please, quickly to the 91st chapter and verse 14. And I'm going to show you the eight promises that you need to underline right here. I'm not going to preach on all of them. I'm just going to say them to you. Get your pen out, because you're going to need it in the days ahead. Here they are, verse 14. He said, because he loved me, this is all. Now, these hedges are built around Job, and I don't have time to tell you the whole story. You go home and read it for yourself. You can get all uplifted by listening to Job's complaint. But never in my life have I seen the correlation between the last three verses of Psalm 91 and everything that took place in Job's life. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, when I started looking up in this scripture and breaking it down in the literal passages, I found that for every one of these promises, Psalm 91 directly connects and gives a scriptural reference for each one in the book of Job. So here we go quickly. Eight promises of his protection. First of all, he said, because he loves me. Does anybody love the Lord here today? Come on, because he loves me. I'm talking about God's protection upon you now. There's a hedge around you. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Here we go. Underline, I will rescue him. That word means delivered. It means that God said, I will cause you, because you dwell into the secret place of the Most High God, because you've got that hedge around you, I am going to deliver you and cause you to escape. Job 23:7 says, there is a righteous, that there the righteous might dispute with him, so I will be delivered forever from my judge. In other words, Job says, God is faithful so much that when I come before him in the courtroom and I make my case, he's going to be faithful to me and he's going to rescue me. The second thing is, I will protect him. God said, I'm going to protect him, and that literally means to set you up on high. It means to set you up on high. Job 5:11 says, to set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. Exalted to safety. Yes. So the enemy, come here, son. The enemy is coming against you down here. But God said, I'm going to bring you up to a higher level. Pastor, what if the enemy tries to get there? That's all right. God said, I'm going to bring you up to a higher level. Come on, somebody. I want you to know God's going to lift you up high enough that the enemy who's down there will not attack you. I will protect you. Number three, I will answer him. Anybody want God to answer you? Job 38, God begins to, after Job pours out his complaint, said, God, you should have just killed me while I was stillborn. You should have just killed me. I don't love that. I don't know where you're at. I don't hear you. He said, I'm trying to look for you. I can't find you. And when Job shuts his mouth, the Bible says in the first verse of chapter 38, God, the Bible says, speaks to Job and starts in a whirlwind, starts talking to him about the greatness of God. He said, Job, where were you when I throwed the stars out in space? Where were you when I set the moon and the sun and the seas and all of that? And God goes for a couple of chapters, y'all, to tell Job who he is. I'm telling you, the whole premise of this entire series is to remind you in this sanctuary and those of you watching of the greatness of God in the middle of COVID, 2020, and every other problem you got going on. The next, I will be with him in trouble. This means in afflictions. Job 5:19 says, he will deliver thee. Watch this. This is beautiful. He shall deliver thee in six troubles. Anybody got six troubles going on? Well, don't worry about it. He said, I will deliver you in six troubles. Yea, in seven there shall no evil touch you. Somebody said, Pastor, I'm past seven. I'm on like nine. Understand the word of God. These are not numbers as far as trials. God said, number six, when man tries to attack you in trouble, I'll take care of you. And number seven, in his word, is number of completion. So no matter what trouble you get into, 100,000 troubles, God said, there shall no evil touch you. Well, Pastor, evil's touching me. Come on. Remember, the only reason why God allowed Job to go through his stuff was so he could tell the devil, take your job and shove it. I want to know, is there anybody in here? Listen, somebody, oh, I believe God. I believe God can heal kidney stone. Get you one. Where are all my people in here that are related with me? I believe God can heal. No, not until you've had one. Then you'll pray prayers that you've never prayed in your life. Oh, Lord, take my kidney. Take my hip. Whatever you got to take, but take it out. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm saying it's not that you're not going to go through something, but God wants to show you off as a trophy of his total deliverance. Am I talking to anybody here? I guess I'm not. You know what he says right here? I will be with you in trouble. That literally translates this. Watch this. You're going to get up and leave out of here. You're going to eat dinner and love this. He said, God said, literally translated, I will eat with you. I will travel with you. I will be your lifelong companion. That's what that means right there. He said, I will deliver you. I'm almost done. I will deliver you, rescue you, bring you to safety. Now, that doesn't just mean, look at this, I will deliver him. Why is he delivering me? Because he's delivering you to prepare. This literally means to prepare you for war. I didn't deliver you from that battle for you to go sit on the bench. God said, I need some warriors who have been through the battle themselves. Where are some of my military veterans in here who's been in the foreign battles? You know what I'm talking about. You've been right there in the middle of it. I don't need somebody who doesn't endure the trial. I need somebody that might have even been shot at. Listen, when I was in the fire service, I didn't want somebody going in with me who didn't know how to help get the fire out. I need somebody who has learned through the experience they've gone through how to fight the battle and win. Last two. That's Job 36:15. Read it for yourself. It's good. He said, I'll honor him. What does it mean? What happened in Job's life? He said, I'll honor him. What does that literally mean? It means to make him rich, strong, heavy with honor, blessed and multiplied. Did it happen to Job? He said, with long life, last one, with long life, I will satisfy him. Meaning, I will give him abundance in his journey all the days of his life. Job 42:17, the Bible says, Job died old and full of days. Isn't that something? And when you read down in verse 16 of chapter 42, you'll find out, and after this, Job lived 140 years. And saw his sons and his sons' sons, even four generations. Now I'm about to hit you with something. Remember that wife I was talking about a few minutes ago? At one point, she looked at Job and said, curse God and die. Your God ain't doing nothing for you. So the attack always comes from people close to you. But don't count them out. They just might bring deliverance to you later on. Because nowhere in the Bible do we see Job catching himself another wife and putting her out. I'm about to show you something right here. Nowhere in there. That means that Job had another whole passel of kids that the Bible said they were the most beautiful in the land. Well, where'd they come from? Old Miss Job got herself a facelift and a lift and a lift of that and came back to the party and delivered twice as many children the next time because God will bless you when you don't think he can. And some of you are looking at me like I'm crazy, but I just want to remind you, old Abraham and Sarah had one too.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.